然后变亮。OK， 好。
Hebrews chapter 2:1-18。
我们先用中文来读哈，中文一起来读，请。所以我们越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。神又按自己的旨意，用神迹、奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。我们所说将来的世界，神原没有交给天使管辖，但有人在经上某处证明说：人算什么呢？你竟顾念他；世人算什么呢？你竟顾念他、眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，并将你手所造的都派他管理，叫万物都伏在他的脚下。既叫万物都服他，就没有剩下一样不服他的。只是如今我们还不见万物都服他，唯独见那比天使小一点的耶稣，因受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩，为人人尝了死味。原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进入荣耀里，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合一的。因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻，说：我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你。又说：我要依赖他。又说：看哪、啊、我与神给我的儿女，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
阿门。
这个礼拜开始，我们有一个新的系列的讲道。
From this weekend, we have a new series of preaching.
那这个系列叫做为何基督要来到世上，英文是
Why Jesus have to come.
那英文就是 Everything I need to know.
Everything I need to know about Christmas series.
我们刚过完了感恩节。
We just celebrate Thanksgiving.
我马上又要预备圣诞节。
We have to prepare for Christmas.
当然，耶稣可能不一定啊，不确定是在十二月降生。
We are not sure if Jesus was born in Christmas.
但是耶稣的确已经来到世上。
But right now he has come.
他真的降生了。
He was born.
然后他如今在天父的右边。
And he was sitting on the right side of our heavenly Father.
所以今天的信息就是为何基督要降生。
So today we're going to talk about why Jesus have to come.
你发现人可能面对一种两难。
You will go notice that sometimes we have troubles and difference.
有些人他愿意相信一位遥远而看不见的神。
Some people they want to trust a unseen God.
这个神可能创造天、创造世界之后，他就再也不管了。
This God created the world and he left.
他你看不见他，他也不会继续照顾你。
You cannot see him and he will not going to take care of you.
那很多人可能是这样子的一个看法。
A lot of people think about that.
但是有人觉得说啊，这个看不见的神我没有办法相信。
And others said.I cannot believe an unseen God.
所以他们又创造了一些所谓的偶像，成为神来敬拜他们。
So they created some idols to worship.
那这些偶像他们看得见，所以他信靠他们。
Because the idols, are seen, so they can worship them.
但是你发现这两个都不是圣经里面所说的神。
But this.These two types of God is not the God in Bible.
我们的神是灵。
Our God is spirit.
他看不见。
It's unseen.
但是他却不是遥远的。
But he's not far away.
他不是创造世界之后就离家出走，不管你们了。
He didn't left after he created the world.
但是我们的神也是看得见的神。
But our God is also can be seen.
他借着耶稣让我们看见神的荣耀。
His glory, we can see His glory through Jesus Christ.
耶稣住在人们当中。
Jesus lives in us.
人看得见。
We can see Him.
听得见。
Heard Him.
第一个世纪啊，第一个世纪就是啊，
in the first
第一世纪的人，他们还摸得着耶稣。
In the first century, they can also touch Him.
耶稣用他的手去碰触病人，病人的病就好了。
Jesus healed the patients with his hand.
所以我们的神一方面是看不见的。
So one side, our God is unseen.
但是他又借着耶稣住在我们中间。
But he lives in us through Jesus Christ.
让我们能够看得见，让我们能听得见。
So that we can see him and hear him.
为什么神要借着耶稣让我们看得见，听得见呢？
Why the God let us see him and heard him through Jesus?
刚开始我们读了诗篇的第八章。
So, before we have read the Psalms chapter 8,
提到了神的创造。
And mentions about the creation of the God.
神的荣耀彰显于天。
His majesty is in all the earth and in heaven.
我们看见天地的创造就能够看见神的荣耀。
So we can see his glory through the creation.
所以这个诗篇的作者来比较上帝的创造。
So the author of the psalm, they compare God's creation.
这个宇宙是神所创造的。
The creation of the universe.
你看见太阳，你看见月亮，你看见星宿。
You can see the sun, the stars, and the moon.
我们人也是神所创造的。
Also, we are created by God.
那人和这些天象、这些宇宙的星宿来比较，你觉得哪一个比较伟大呢？哪一个比较重要呢？
So compare man and those stars and suns, which one is more important?
第四节，这个诗篇的作者这么说。
Psalms chapter 8, verse 4.
第四节，人算了什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他
？What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?
比起这些月亮星宿，神更看重在座的各位。
You are more important than the sun and stars.
神眷顾各位。
God take care of you.
所以神愿意将他自己启示给人类来看。
So God will to reveal himself to us.
不只是透过外在的创造，我们认识神。
not through the outside creation we can know God.
世界上不同宗教的人啊，看见啊这些大自然，他们都会惊叹。
Other religions they will also be amazed by the creation of God.
然而他们还是没有办法真正更进一步的认识神。
But they cannot know Him deeply.
直到神差派耶稣来到我们当中。
Until He sent Jesus to us.
我们才真正经历了神给我们的启示。
And we really experience the word of God.
每次我讲到都会选一段旧约，选一段新约。
Every time I preach, I will choose a paragraph from the Old Testament and New Testament.
常常就是新约的经文，它引证旧约的经文。
So the New Testament gets some evidence from the Old Testament.
像刚才这个希伯来书的第二章的第六节，他就引用了诗篇的第八章的第四节。
So in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6, was come from Psalm chapter 8, verse 4.
我目的是让各位看见，从旧约到新约是连贯的。
So my purpose is to show you from Old Testament and New Testament, they are constant.
旧约我们看见这位神是创造天地的神。
So in the Old Testament we know that God creates the world.
我们也看见人的堕落。
We also see the sin of human.
然后神借着各样的预言，有一位要降生，成为人的拯救。
So,
所以在旧约里面有许多的预言。有一位救主要降生。
Prophet. So there are some prophet says there will be a savior from heaven.
Yeah, 有一位救主要为我们而降生啊！所以耶稣来了。
So Jesus have come.
这边第七节提到了耶稣刚降生的时候。
So in verse 7, it mentions when Jesus first come.
神叫耶稣暂时比天使微小。
God made him for a little while lower than the angels.
啊，为什么这么说呢
？So why it says like this?
天使是服侍神的。
Angels are the servant of God.
他们大有能力。
They have great powers.
他们不像我们世人一样，他们肉体会受苦，会生病。
They are not like us. They will be sick.
那这几天，听这个 Audrey 讲，这个 Children Hospital 挤满了许多的病人。
In Children Hospital, there are a lot of patients.
因为大家都回家了。
Because all the nurses and doctors.
但是回家之后生病了，就要进医院。Yeah.
But some people get sick and they went to hospital.
所以 Audrey 她很忙，因为她在这个儿童医院工作。
So.Audrey is pretty busy right now.
我们看见耶稣降生不是降生成为一个天使。
So we can say Jesus was not born as an angel.
而降生是这个一个小 baby 一样啊。
But like us, like a human, a baby.
小 baby 会生病，会感觉痛苦。
A baby will sick and feel the pain.
那耶稣又降生在一个马槽里面，耶稣出生非常的卑微。
And he was born in the horse
manger.
In the manger.
所以耶稣暂时比天使微小。
So Jesus was a little bit lower than angels right now.
不是因为他比天使来的低。
It's not because he's really lower than angel.
而是为了你我的缘故，有一个肉体肉身。
But it's for us that he have to have a body.
神透过耶稣不是要拯救天使。
Through Jesus, God do not plan to save angels.
是拯救和你我一样有血肉会痛苦的人。
But to save us.
所以这边第九节第十七节提到了神让耶稣尝了死亡的痛苦。
So in verse 9 and 17, God let him taste the death
for everyone.
以至于耶稣能够成为一位慈悲而忠信的大祭司。So that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest.
什么叫做慈悲的大祭司？
What is a merciful and faithful high priest?
你是慈悲的吗？
Are you merciful?
你是对人有同理心的吗？
Do you have mercy for others?
除非我们能够经历那样子的痛苦，你才能够真的有慈悲的心。
Unless we really suffer, so that we can have the merciful heart.
如果你曾经得过癌症，
if you ever had cancer,
你就会了解得癌症的人的痛苦。
Then you can feel the pain of those who have cancer.
如果你曾经失去了你的家人，
if you have ever lost your family member,
你就会了解其他人失去家人的痛苦。
Then you are feeling the pain.
有许许多多的痛苦。
There's a lot of pain.
除非你亲身经历了。
Unless you really suffered.
你才能够真的体会。
And you will know.
所以如果你要辅导一个人。
So if you want to,
你不要轻易地说我了解。
You are not going to say I know it easily.
常常我们不是真的能够了解。
Because sometimes we don't.
一位母亲失去孩子的痛苦。
The pain for a mother lose his son.
我没办法真的了解。
We cannot really feel that pain.
但是耶稣的母亲可以了解。
But Jesus, his mother, her can feel it.
耶稣可以了解。
Jesus can feel it.
所以耶稣是个慈悲的大祭司。
So Jesus is a merciful high priest.
他也是个忠信的，所谓忠实的大祭司。
And also faithful high priest.
什么叫做忠信的呢？忠实的。
What does it mean to be faithful?
他不会今天关心你，然后明天他就不理你了。
He will not going to take care of you today, but leave tomorrow.
他今天慈悲怜悯你，明天继续慈悲怜悯你。
His merciful is now and forever.
他对我们的爱是不会改变的。
It's never change.
所以神使用耶稣成为一位慈悲忠信的大祭司。
So God let Jesus become a merciful and faithful high priest.
那祭司的工作是什么？
So what's his job?
祭司的工作是为罪人而代祷代求。
His work is to
pray
for others, for us.
他是站在罪人这里向神来祷告。
So he stand in us and pray for God.
求神来饶恕。
Pray for God for the forgiveness of us.
求神来垂听我们的祷告。
Pray for God to answer our praying.
他站在这个祭司站在神跟人中间。
So he stand in the middle of God and man.
好像神跟人中间的一个桥梁一样。
So it's like a bridge in us.
所以为什么我们需要耶稣？
So why do we need Jesus?
因为他是神与人中间唯一的那个桥梁。
Because he's the only bridge between God and human.
他不仅为我们受死。
He do not only die for us.
他是照着神的心意为我们而受死。
But it's also in God's willing to die for us.
他不是自己自告奋勇，好像世上很多的烈士啊，他们为一些事情而死。
So he do not die for himself or for others.
他因为顺服神而受死。
But he followed the will of God.
所以神就赐他冠冕啊，尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
So God give him the crown with glory and honor.
叫万物都伏在耶稣的脚下。
Put everything under his feet.
各位可以想象到吗？
Can everyone imagine that? Yeah.
当耶稣死在罗马兵丁的手上，死在十字架上。
When Jesus died on the cross.
我们会想象这样的罪犯能够 得着尊贵荣耀的冠冕吗？
Can we imagine a prisoner like that can have the crown with glory and honor?
但是神将耶稣升为至高。
But God putting everything under his feet.
让我们这些相信他的人能够来敬拜他。
And can let us to worship him.
然后十四节说到，耶稣成了血肉之体，借着死败坏那掌死权的魔鬼。
So Jesus shared in flesh and blood like us, and he might destroy the devil who has the power of death.
以前我实在不了解这段经文。
I do not really understand this verse before.
如何耶稣的受死能够败坏那掌死权的魔鬼呢？
How his death can destroy the devil who has the power of death?
好像耶稣失败了。
Seems like he failed.
魔鬼透过这些人把耶稣杀害了。
The devil killed Jesus through those people.
耶稣成为一个所谓的受害者、受难者。
And Jesus became the victim.
那如何能够胜过魔鬼呢？
So how can we destroy the devil?
但是有一段经文提到了，魔鬼只能杀害我们的身体，不能杀害我们的灵魂。
But in the Bible verse, it says, devil can only kill our body, but not our souls, our spirit.
我们看见魔鬼的能力是受到限制的。
So we can say, the devil's ability was limited.
他杀害了耶稣。
He killed Jesus.
但是他不能够伤害耶稣的灵魂。
But he cannot destroy his spirit.
不仅如此。
Not only.
三天之后，耶稣的肉体也从死里复活了。
But also, his body was resurrected.
以至于
after 3 days.
正如十五节、十六节所说的，耶稣能够释放我们这些怕死的人。
Jesus can deliver all those who through fear of death.
拯救我们这些被试探的人。
Were subject to lifelong slavery.
我们实在是恐惧、害怕死亡。
We're really afraid of death.
当我们的亲人过世的时候，我们感到非常的悲伤。
When our family members pass away, we feel really sad.
但是，耶稣要带领神的儿女进入他的荣耀当中。
But Jesus will bring his children to the God, to children of God into glory.
这是一个复活得胜的荣耀。
This is the glory of resurrection.
所以刚才所讲的就是我们的福音。
So what we have talked about is our
the gospel.
The gospel.
圣诞节你要如何介绍耶稣呢？
So, how are you going to introduce Jesus?
第一节到第四节提到了，这是一个救恩。
So in verse 1-4, it says this is a salvation.
不只是一个可爱的 baby 耶稣。
Not only a cute little baby Jesus.
而是一个为你而死的耶稣。
But also a Jesus died for you.
一个复活的耶稣
a resurrected Jesus.
所以我们应当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
So we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it.
许多的商店借着圣诞节要大赚一笔。
So a lot of stores, they are going to make a lot of money through Christmas.
像前几天 Thanksgiving 有Black Friday.
Like Black Friday, 2 days ago.
那圣诞节又有一波的抢购啊。
We got another one in Christmas.
求主帮助我们不要所谓的随波失去啊，随流失去。
So let God help us do not lost drift away from it.
圣诞节不是为了狂欢，也不是为了购物。
Christmas is not for work or shopping.
而是要传扬耶稣的救恩
but to preach the gospel.
神使用各样机会让我们传扬福音。
So, God have a lot of paths to let us to preach the gospel.
啊，明天我要去这个 CTCS 啊，这个高中向国际学生来分享福音。
I will go to CTCS to preach the gospel.
虽然只给我二十分钟啊，
So I only have 20 minutes.
啊，他们的国际学生有华人的学生，也有从欧洲来的学生，法国还有捷克的学生。
They have international students from China.
France, Jack, Slovak.
So we must catch this chance.
对，第四节说到了，神透过各样的神迹、奇事、百般的异能，并圣灵来做见证。
So, well, God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gift of the Holy Spirit.
求神使用我们在这个季节来为主做见证。
So let God use us to do His work.
耶稣为何要降生呢？
Why Jesus have to come?
为了你，为了我。
It's for us.
让我们能够经历他。
Let us experience him.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，你透过你的话语来亲自见证了你的救恩在我们当中求主使用我们在未来这一个月当中，我们真的能够透过各样的机会来传讲你的救恩。主，你为我们而降生。你让耶稣经历了这么大的痛苦，以至于他能够了解我们的痛苦。主，让我们把信心摆在耶稣身上，也让我们带着耶稣的慈悲、怜悯跟忠信来关怀我们身旁的弟兄姊妹，并且将这样子福音分享给他们。我们这样祷告，奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，阿门，阿门，阿门。